This is Kathleen Holt. I'm interviewing Freddie P. Kramer at the Cimarron City Library in Cimarron, Kansas. The date is August 22nd, 2014, and it is about 2:30 in the afternoon. Freddie, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, and then we'll get to talking.
Okay, my name is Frederick P. Kramer, K-R-A-M-E-R, and I live in Cimarron, Kansas, 411 North Main, P.O. Box 1728, and I was born and raised in Cimarron.
You said you were born right across the street from where you live?
Right across the street.
Wow.
And my birth date is 12/20/33. I was in the U.S. Army, and I was drafted in 1953, and
how did you find out you were drafted?
Notice through the mail.
Yeah.
Richard Warner got drafted and was going in.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a buddy system then, and you could volunteer for the draft and go with them.
Oh.
And Art Thomas and I volunteered, and we went. We went to the Army. He got tonsillitis and stayed home for 3 months.
Oh, no, and the two of you went on?
Yeah, we went on.
Oh, my gosh. Did you get to stay together then? Was that part of the deal?
For 10 weeks.
Wow.
Then I went to helicopter school, and Art went into, he was in supply.
Oh. And that could have been a good deal, huh?
It was for him.
Yeah. So where did you go to basic training then?
Camp Chaffee, Arkansas.
Wow. Had you traveled a lot out of state before that? Or
me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, Colorado.
Yeah.
Illinois. I wasn't a worldwide traveler or anything, but I went to other states. Yeah.
But going to Arkansas was not a big deal. Yeah.
But it was the first time ever there.
Yeah. What'd you think of it?
It's hot and windy and dry.
Oh.
It wasn't good.
Not good.
Hard work. When I went into the Army and went to basic, I weighed 148 pounds. When I got out of basic training, I weighed 168 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
And we worked hard in basic.
Bulked up, huh?
Yeah.
Was it the food or the exercise and the muscle?
Well, I had 3 regular meals, I guess.
Yeah.
And what we had to drink.
Yeah, that might have had something to do with it. What was your impression of basic?
Well, you know, we went to the rifle range a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I wore glasses most of my life, and I had a pair of glasses from the Army. And I was shooting M1, and I was, mad at marksman's medal. And my eyes got tired, and I put my glasses on, and all I got was Maggie's drawers. I was shooting high to the right. They called it Maggie's drawers.
Maggie's drawers. I've never heard that term. High and to the right, huh?
High and to the right.
Did they replace your glasses, or did they put you in a different job?
No, it wasn't the glasses. I sighted in the rifle without them.
I see.
And when I put them on, I seen different.
I see. Yeah. Did you get over that?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's no problem.
So you were in basic training about how long?
10 weeks.
10 weeks. Then what?
And I was transferred to Fort Sill, Oklahoma, to helicopter school.
Mm-hmm. What did that surprise you? Was it something you kind of wanted to do?
Oh no, I took aeronautics in high school, and I tested well, and you know the tests they give us.
Mm-hmm.
And went in.
Where'd you go to high school?
CHS.
Really? We had aeronautics then?
Yeah.
My gosh, I
had
no idea. 1 year.
Yeah.
Boy, that ended up being formative for you, didn't it?
Yeah.
Goodness sakes.
It gave me a good career in the Army.
Yeah, Fort Sill. Uh-huh. So, and it's where?
Oklahoma.
But what part? Panhandle?
Oh, it's about 300 miles straight south here.
Oh, okay. So what was helicopter school like? Did you live in a barrack or?
Yeah. And we marched back and forth to school every day. And they were training helicopter pilots there also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So this was what year? 50,
1953.
53.
Yeah.
And so how did that fit with the Korean War or conflict?
I went in two weeks before it was over, and they signed the armistice.
Goodness. Right before.
Yeah.
But did you, was that in process then or?
You know, I don't really remember, but when we got out of helicopter school, we were headed to the Far East, and two boys went AWOL out of school. They brought them back and sent them to Korea in mine and this other, another kid's place because we had the top grades in the school. And
Oh my gosh.
from there, I went to Fort Hood, Texas. And to put, we put together 10 helicopters for the National Guard
Wow.
and got them done. And then I went to Fort Sam Houston. And we formed a new outfit called 82nd Medical Helicopter Detachment, and which is like on the show MASH, you know, them helicopters. And what we did down there was, they brought burn patients into Fort Sam, and we would pick them up from the airplanes and fly them to Fort Sam. And also, when a downed airplane from Kelly or Lackland, whichever was the airfield, I think it was Kelly, and we would go out and search for it. But then I was stationed at Brooks Air Force Base in San Antonio, and it was a you know air base for National Guard. They had a squadron of P-51 fighters down there, and we watched fly every day.
Wow.
And I basically flew about every day.
Wow.
When,
On a helicopter.
yeah, because
Wow.
I was the crew chief on it, and it was fun.
Wow. From 53 till when?
Now, well, yeah, it would have been 53 to 55.
Wow.
I got out in
Every day.
1955.
What was that like, flying burn patients?
Well, you just put them in a litter pod and strap them in and on a, you know, on a stretcher and haul them in. And the medics were there to take them off. Medics put them on. We didn't do it. We just hauled them.
So where were they coming from?
Korea. All over, wherever there was a burn. You know.
They flew them all the way back there for the burn
Yeah, on
treatment.
mats, you know.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. So when you did that, you pretty much did that for that whole time period. Any kind of adventures that stick out in your mind from that time period? Either close calls or
No.
pretty funny, exciting things?
Well, I did one time. I was tracking rotor blades on the helicopter, and we'd have tie downs out on runway, supposed to tie it down. And I was, running the helicopter. And I took it off about 15 feet, but I landed it safely. So I, but it was, you know, I, that was a total surprise. Because when, you know, when in the outfit I was in, there was only 22 people. And we had five pilots and five helicopters and 10 medics and, you know, and the rest were crew chiefs. And it was just a small outfit, though. We had a lot of fun.
You must have gotten pretty close, though, with that group.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you stay in touch with them after you were out?
For a while.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just like everything else. You grow away from them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Seems like it'd be so intense. So all that time, did you live, like, on base housing?
Yes.
Or? Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did day-to-day life take place? Like, how'd you eat? Who did the laundry? All that kind of thing.
Well, fortunately, I never had to walk guard, and I never did KP. We ate in the Air Force mess halls, and they hated us.
Really? Because you didn't have to.
Said,
yeah.
They would maybe catch us not wearing a hat, you know, and give us a ticket, and then send it to the company commander, and he'd just tear it up.
Oh.
Because we didn't do nothing for them.
Yeah, yeah.
We were just there, and
yeah.
Well, I guess they called it sponging off of them. I don't know. But it was, you know.
Did you just, like, have to be on duty on call most of the time, or did you have a regular work schedule?
No, we had a regular work schedule, yeah. We went over there every day and took care of, cleaned them up and serviced them, getting ready to fly.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You used any of those skills since? I don't see you flying around the helicopter often.
No, I, when I got discharged, I got interviewed from King Ranch. Which is, most everybody knows where King Ranch is. They use them to herd cattle and check fences and all that.
Uh-huh.
They offered me a good job, but I said, hell, I want to go home.
Yeah.
And I also had an interview with another outfit that wanted me to go to, you know, out of the United States. And that, it was real good pay. But I still wanted to go home.
Uh-huh.
I'd had enough.
What was your communication like with your family? When you signed up, was your mom happy?
You know, I don't know.
You didn't ask?
No.
Didn't talk about it?
I'm sure she didn't really care for it because, it, you know, they were still fighting over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I... But I was going with, you know, my buddy, Art Thomas, and so I, you know, I had a problem. But I didn't last long.
Yeah. Where did Art go?
He went to Korea.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In supply.
Wow.
But the war was over when he went over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
But you didn't see him much after that.
No.
Then you said you were in the reserve?
Yeah, for 6 years.
Wow. Did you worry about getting called up? Well, I guess it was a little pre-Vietnam, wasn't it?
I never did. I never even thought about it until I got my official orders, the discharge.
Well, how'd that come about?
Through the mail.
Oh, and tell me about that.
Packet, you know, so big like that one you have over there.
Uh-huh.
And it said official orders on them. And, you know, U.S. Army and all that. And I thought, my gosh, I've been drafted again. Because that was when Vietnam was really just starting to go.
Uh-huh.
And helicopters over there at that time was, you know, important.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, you know, I had the right MOS to go. And I thought I'd been drafted until I opened it and got my discharge, and I took it down and filed at the courthouse.
Oh, good. Good. You wanted that filed.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I never ever got any rank because I moved around. I never was in a company. When I got down in Fort Sill, I was out there one time working on the line, and Major Hammett came out and said, Kramer, where are your stripes? How come you don't have them sewed on? I said, because I don't have any. Nobody's ever gave me any. And he made me PFC right then.
All right.
Put me in for corporal, but I didn't have enough time left to make it.
Oh.
I just, you know, I didn't, it didn't bother me. I did what I did and
yeah.
Liked it.
Yeah.
I didn't need a stripe on my arm to fly.
You were pretty close to home the whole time.
I mean, well, San Antonio, you know, it's about, I suppose, around 1,000 miles.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was in the United States.
Did you exchange mail? I mean, what was communication like in those days?
Oh, great. Yeah. We had a telephone in our barracks.
Uh-huh.
You know, that we didn't have very many people in two-story barracks.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And I got letters at home, you know, from sisters. I have a big family.
Uh-huh.
You know, there was 10 of us.
Wow.
And my sisters would send me cookies, and they would pack them in popcorn. Well, the popcorn always went first.
Oh, yeah.
And then we ate the cookies.
Oh.
And, you know, you share them with everybody.
Yeah. That's pretty good. I hadn't thought of that advantage of a big family.
Yeah.
Did you write letters back?
No, I made telephone calls. I didn't like writing letters. Mm-hmm. I did write some letters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I never was very good at it.
Yeah. Did people save the letters? Do you know?
Not to my knowledge. I mean,
may show up someday.
Yeah. My brother, Squirt, you know, he was in World War II, and his letters that he wrote home were all saved.
Wow. Where was he?
He was with Patton in World War II. And he, and back when he went in, you could sign up for the 6 months or the duration in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So he thought, well, the war will be over right real quick. But he was in, I think, 6 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And
oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
He had a lot of experiences.
He got surprised, didn't he?
Yeah.
Wow. So what birth order were you in the family? Were you the youngest?
I was the youngest boy.
Oh.
And next to the youngest. I have a younger sister.
Uh-huh.
And she's the baby of the family, and she's 78.
Wow. Were there any other members of your family? You mentioned your brother, Squirt, in World War II. Any other members of your family in the military?
Yes, my brother, Pete. Uh-huh. He went in the Navy in 49.
Oh, okay.
And he made two trips to Korea.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he was on a...
Wow.
On a ship.
Uh-huh. Is he still living?
No, he died of cancer.
Oh.
And everybody thought it was probably that asbestos, because he was a pipe fitter.
Uh-huh.
And he was in it, you know, never wore masks or anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he died of lymphoma.
Wow. Yeah, there are all kinds of things like that, you know.
Huh.
Do you, when you came out of the military, because you were in the reserve, did they talk to you anything about telling your story or give you any advice about that? Or did you ever stay in any kind of veterans group or anything?
No.
Participate?
I belong to the American Legion for probably 60 years now.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But
no, they didn't talk to us about much. They tried to get us to reenlist, but that was a waste of effort.
Yeah. What do you tell your family members about that time?
Not much. I wasn't any hero or anything. I just served.
Did you use any of those skills?
Not a one of them.
Not a one. But would you fix my helicopter if I ask you to?
I probably forgot how.
Let me look and see here. What was it like when you were away from home to celebrate holidays and things like that?
That's the loneliest time, when it's not around family.
Mm-hmm. Did you all get together and do things, or what?
No. My mom and Art's mom and dad came to Camp Chaffee when we were in basic and seen us.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time. But I got to come home on leave, you know. I got...
Uh-huh.
Leave. and I come home.
It sounds like you were homesick some of that time.
Not really. I had activity all the time, and of course we, had everything we needed on the base.
Mm-hmm.
Movies and,
mm-hmm.
and PXs.
Mm-hmm. When did you get married in that time period?
1964.
So after you came back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I even went back to college after I got out.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is that how you got in your current, what is your current career? I don't know.
I have an insurance agency. I still have it. I still work.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Every day, huh?
Every day.
Well, good. And how did you get into that? When you came back, you just...
Well, I like road construction. Mm-hmm. I run a road grader and, a bulldozer and all that, and I like that. But I could see there's no future in it, because when the job was over, we'll call you when they have another job.
Mm-hmm.
It was nothing permanent.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided that I would go to college and get some education. And I was a bookkeeper at the co-op for 4 years. And I was down there, and I got an opportunity to work for an insurance company and as an agent.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see a future there. I took it.
Wow. Where'd you go to school?
Me?
When you came back.
Dot C. JUCO.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We've got a couple of those.
Yeah, I've got a lot of diplomas.
Yeah?
I went to bookkeeping school in Manhattan for the co-op.
Uh-huh.
And I got a helicopter.
Yes.
Diploma.
Uh-huh.
And I got a high school diploma.
Yes.
And a college diploma. But I never put a whole lot of that to use after I got in the insurance business.
Uh-huh.
It was all a new education.
Uh-huh.
And company schools. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Were any of your kids in the military?
No.
Yeah.
Fortunately, no.
Yeah. You say fortunately, no, why?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you say that?
Because I wouldn't want anybody to be in Vietnam.
Yeah.
That was a bad place.
Yeah.
Agent Orange and all that.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people are still going through that.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, that's for sure. What do you say is the biggest lesson you learned from that experience?
Discipline.
Huh, in what sense?
You did what you were told.
Uh-huh.
The penalties were stiff if you didn't.
Mm-hmm. Did that influence your parenting?
It did. And by the way, I have 3 great kids.
Uh-huh.
And one of them's an architect, and 2 of them are pharmacists.
Mm-hmm.
And they fight once in a while, but... My daughter graduated from Manhattan. The 2 boys graduated from KU.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well.
On my tag, it says a house divided.
Oh.
I got a Jayhawk and a cat.
Hey, how about that? I think the cat's outnumbered.
They can't outnumber her.
Oh. She's too strong. Anything that you would tell people about that experience in the context of your whole life?
I don't know. Hopefully it made me a better person.
Mm-hmm.
And, we had all the opportunities we wanted. We'd go to church and did that, And even out in the field, we would have a mass.
Really?
Yeah. And we'd go on, out for 36 hours and we'd have, if it was on Sunday, we'd have a mass on the back end of a pickup.
Wow. So you had a chaplain traveling with you?
Well, military.
Yeah.
Huh. He wasn't traveling with us, but
he was just there.
He would go out.
Yeah. Huh. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you do for recreation?
A little bit of everything.
I see. Okay. Well, you were single.
Oh, we had, you know, in our barracks, we had pool tables, and mm-hmm. we played a lot of cards, pinochle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, played poker, just, you know, go to town there. And San Antonio, at the time I was there, was a town of like 300,000. Mm-hmm. Now it's several million.
Yeah.
They got only had one loop called Loop 13. Now uh-huh. they got a bunch of loops.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I have never been back.
Really?
Nope.
Even though you did some reunions or something, but you didn't ever go
never
back to the
back.
Base? Huh. Do you have any desire to?
No.
Huh.
I don't like big towns.
Oh, well, okay.
I get to, my daughter lives in Grapevine, Texas, which is by Dallas, and that's traffic is awful.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's enough, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you are in the insurance business, though.
Oh, yeah. I do like that.
Yeah. So I think that's it. Anything else you want to tell us?
I am 81 years old, and I have never in all my life, there hasn't been a war going on somewhere involving the United States. You know, from the Bay of Pigs to the uh-huh. Korea to Vietnam. All these little skirmishes that we're in, and why, I don't know. We get our young men killed.
Yeah. Again, I'm Kathleen Holt. It's August 22nd, 2014, and I'm here with Frederick Kramer.